Hello.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. You know, it's funny. You just connected. I was on the listening to you on the Marco Polo, but it's funny it connected like that.
Okay, well, everything's good here. I gotta unplug my other phone, so still talk. I just don't want it ringing when we start talking. So
Okay.
you already start talking.
Okay. Let me say the word okay first. Wow. So what's going on? What's going on? We got snow today, so went outside shoveling snow. Took the dogs out, let them play in the snow, and that's what I did today. And I cooked a roast chicken with vegetables, and yeah, I'm gonna make it chicken Alfredo. When I get done, I'm gonna make the noodles and the sauce.
Oh, that sounds good. So you was out there playing in the snow. Did you make a snowman?
No, she started to, but then she didn't. I was trying to shovel that end of the driveway off because it was I didn't want it to freeze up and be too hard to ride through it.
Well, all I did was look out the window and saw the flakes and
Oh.
watch the snow. And I had signed up for a cooking class online, and I did that. That was for an hour.
What was you cooking?
It was stuffed mushrooms.
Oh, that's why you made the mushrooms.
Yes, it
So,
was stuffed mushrooms. And then I turned around and made okra soup stew.
yeah, that looked really good. I mean, really good, especially like today.
Yeah, today. And it's football, what, Super Bowl?
Don't even, because I don't do sports. Don't even.
My brother sent me a picture of his Super Bowl little party going on with just him and his wife. And I guess she made like they have little things on the table. And I
Oh,
was like,
that's nice. Little couple stuff.
Yeah, he asked me, "You watching a Super Bowl?"
Are you eating?
No.
Oh, I was doing okay. No.
I'm in my room
I kind of
talking
lost
here.
swallowing or something. I'm like, what is he doing?
I ain't doing nothing.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even make no noise. I don't know what you hear.
Don't know. It just seemed like it was some smacking going on or something.
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Just checking.
What did you? I'll usually I say I'm not watching a football game. Sometimes I used to watch it to see the commercials.
Yeah, I also like the commercials too. But
But okay.
I think the last time I watched a football game was when the Eagles played. I just don't have no interest in it.
Oh, when the Eagles won and they was
Yeah, when they went to the Super Bowl, I think that was the last time I watched it.
okay, I remember that when they had that parade.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
I was with my dad. He was getting his like a scan to see how far the cancer had went.
Oh, okay.
That's why I remember. But no game here. So
Yeah.
if you're not watching the game, what you gonna be looking at? The Bachelor?
I watched him the other day. I think he comes on Mondays, and girl, he cleaned house in the other day. There's so much drama going on in that house and bullying each other, and they telling on each other, and as soon as they tell, he gets rid of them. And so I said, oh, the reunion gonna be a mess.
So he listens to what everyone say they tell. He's not going by his judgment. He just listens to whoever tells on someone.
Well, he can't see what's going on, which he should be able to see them and see how they really act, but he's not able to see them. So they're coming at him all upset, crying and these tears, and he feeling sorry for him, and then he gets rid of who it is a lot of bullying in that house. So I don't blame him for that. He is getting rid of the right ones.
Okay.
So I think he got another one that's bullying somebody this week. So it's just been a bunch of mess.
Bunch of drama. I just like the girls was running around with the goats was eating out their buckets. That's I was like, what?
Oh,
You know, the games they be playing.
yeah.
And what their wedding gowns. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did see that one. was like, I'm caught up on it. So, yeah, I've seen them all. But it's just going so slow. I don't know. I'm just kind of losing interest in it.
Oh, okay.
But I'll probably finish watching the season because I already started it.
You watch it every year or this is like every other?
Now, I used to watch it when it first came on a lot, when they had different people, but I don't like how the lonely girl at the end is the next bachelorette. I don't want them to pick fresh people, and they don't pick fresh people. And that's why I stopped watching it. And this one he was fresh. He went from previous season.
Oh. But, okay, so that's one. Well, I don't know. No other channels have The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Well, they do have certain other things because you were telling me about the ones that came was like 10 people and they get to date each other.
Love Resort, I think it's called, or something. I think that's what it's called. I forget what it's called, but it's Love something. It's like couples. So it's more than one guy and more than one girl, but they all stayed in the same house.
Brother, big sister.
almost. So they stayed at this resort, and it wasn't too much drama there, but it was some mess, you know. A lot of jealousy some of them picked the same guy, and one guy was popular with all the girls, and you know, it was competition between them. But yeah, that you know, I like watching dating shows.
Well, didn't they have a dating show, Why Naked or something? What was that show?
Oh, yeah. Dating Why Naked. They like to do a lot of naked things, like Lone in the Woods naked. I'm like, what? That's just odd. That's just weird for somebody to see somebody butt naked.
They need a cooking show with dating.
Yeah. I don't like the competition ones. I just like to watch cooking. I don't want them competing. And I don't like to watch those.
Oh, the competition.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like the Food Network's all competition shows now. There's no cooking on there. That's cooking, but cooking against the clock, and I don't like that.
Yeah. I saw one of them competing. They had to pay for, like, food. You just buy somebody's food out the cart.
And like, a lot of them buying dog food.
Like, yeah, you walk out. I'll buy your cart. Okay, here. And then, what is this?
Yeah, because a lot of times people just run for odds and ends. They don't grocery shop. Like, I don't grocery shop. I buy enough to get me through the next end because I don't have it like that to actually do grocery shopping.
Yeah, well, they'd be looking at mine like, what do you got in here with my little fruit and vegetables?
Yeah, you've been doing good.
I'm trying. I just got to get my exercise on.
Girl. I said I'm a hoop today. And yet the other day when I went and got my first COVID shot, just to walk to get that shot was a workout. I'm like, man, I need a wheelchair or a scooter or something, because I finally got to a destination where I had to sit and talk. And I'm out of breath. I can't hear what he's saying. I can't breathe. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm so out of shape. I got to get it together.
How many minutes did it take you to get where you had to go?
15, 20.
You had to walk 20 minutes to get to get your injection.
Yeah, you had to walk in, and then you had to stop at the check spot. They check your credentials like 5 times before you actually get to sit at the shot, get the shot. And then there's a 15-minute recovery. So it's like, it took me longer to get in than it did to get out, because you're going around the corner this way, you're going around the corner that way, you got to stop. What's your name? What's your birthday? I don't know why they asked me about my birthday. And then she hit me with the last question. She said, are you pregnant? And I almost choked. I'm like, she said, I'm sorry. Everybody gets choked up when we ask them that. I'm like, I wanted to say, girl, do you know how? But I didn't go there. I was like, no. It's just no. No, no, no.
Mm-mm-mm. And then you had to sit for 15 minutes?
Yeah, I didn't sit the whole 15 minutes. I sat like 10 minutes and I just got up and I left because I was feeling okay. And the needle was very painless. Like, I was shocked. I told her, you give a good needle. I said, because I literally didn't even feel it. And I was like, wow. But today my arm is a lot sore. But, yeah, I thought it went okay. There were a lot of people there. The military was all up in there. They were doing all the checks and everything. The cops were doing the checks, and they had plenty of security.
For what?
I don't know, but they were high. Like, when you walk in there, first person you see is a cop. Then you go around the corner, then there's the National Guard. Then you go around this corner, it's the National Guard. Then you go around that corner, it's the police. Like, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of that.
All I know is that walk right there did you in. So you were supposed to do some hooping, but you was outside on the shoveling the snow and stuff.
I don't have none.
So you were shoveling snow, and that's
exercise. Yeah. So, yeah. I guess I did work out today then. Thanks. I forgot all about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I worked out today and yesterday.
Yeah.
So you better catch up.
I need to, because my daughter, she's been doing her exercising because she has that, what is that game she plays? I forget, one of those hand games got a exercise on there, so she does that for.
Which 45. The daughter that lives with you?
No.
Oh, I'm going to say, you don't go upstairs and work with her? Work out with her?
She don't work out, even when I told her to come on and walk. She don't even want to walk with me, want to walk. But I told her, I bet you if your friends say come on and walk, you'd be busting your hump to get out there and walk. I said, but that's okay, because I'll be running and you'll still be breathing hard.
That's right. You tell her you'll be good. You know what? Right now I keep seeing a lot of people working out. And I said, they are getting them bodies together, because it's right around the corner for we gotta take these coats off. And I hope I don't wanna take my coat off with these extra pounds still hanging on. So I was doing really good when I was eating those zucchini boats.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing really good, and I definitely seen them in the store the other day, and I almost bought them, but I'm like, you know, I gotta find other food. It's this guy on TikTok. Oh god, I could watch his channel all day. I think he's keto, but keto is more like low carb, high fat. I can do it without the high fat, but his food be looking so good. Mm-hmm. I'm about to send you to his page.
Did you make anything?
I don't make anything. I just look. I just look, because I don't know. I did put a couple of his stuff in my favorites, because I'll probably go back and I might try some of it. But I forget what it was that he had. But I'm gonna try that. But today we having that fettuccine I'm making. I'm gonna use penne noodles. I might put some broccoli and cauliflower. I think I got some of that I can put in there too.
That sounds good.
Yeah, with the chicken. So Todd likes the sauce. I was gonna do shrimp Alfredo, but I said, why are you gonna buy shrimp and you got that chicken and been defrosted in the refrigerator for 3 days? So I said, but when it was cooking, oh god, it smelled the whole house up really good. But yeah.
I guess the dogs, they was ready to eat too.
Yeah, they were. They kept hanging at the gate.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some stretching on my yoga mat.
Oh, okay. I'm
gonna do that, and that's a bit. You know, I gotta get into it. I'm gonna go walking if it's nice tomorrow with the walking group at 2.
Mm-hmm. Where's the walk? You got a walking group around there?
Mm-hmm. It's like, well, it takes me 15 minutes to drive to where the park they're at. To walk, but then there's another park that's just not even 5 minutes away from here that I can go walk by myself. But my thought is, every time I'm walking, I'm thinking they always have these dogs loose everywhere. People, dogs are getting out their homes, and I don't know, I guess they're opening the door and getting out, and they're all like roaming around. I'm on this neighborhood app around this area. And they're always like showing pictures of dogs they see loose everywhere, and they took them to the dog pound so they can check the chip if they have one. And I said, bad enough that bear drove me nuts, and now, you know, these dogs just loose.
Wow. You know,
One lady said she had to run from a dog. I'm like, run?
See, that's crazy. I don't like that. I was always aware of my dogs when people walk. I would let them out the bathroom and then I could hear them barking if somebody walked past the yard, and I always was close enough where I could just run out there and stop them, because that's a hurtful feeling being somewhere and the dog come after you.
Yeah, you minding your business and someone not paying their dog was able to get out. So that was like, oh, most of my dog is missing. Well, I haven't seen anything now because it's cold. So I guess everyone's paying attention to the animal.
Right.
But I still have to walk and do some exercise. I see people at this gym when I go past and it's packed.
I'm getting them bodies ready for the summer. We'll be still sitting back. Dad, why should it work out? So I'm not going to do that.
I'm not either.
Yeah. I'm cutting down, I'm not going to say wine-free, but I'm cutting down an awful lot, maybe, I don't know, I'm just cutting down an awful lot on alcohol, and I need to put more veggies in my life. That's what I'm going to do, and just do like veggies and meat and veggies, protein and veggies, should I say.
That sounds good. I made my juices, I made fruit, I made carrot juice. I juice, carrot juice.
It just celery. It just doesn't fill me up, you know.
No, it doesn't. Cucumbers and what I had, and beets.
Oh, okay. I'm just, my cousin asked me, she said, well, did you do that juice fast? I'm like, I'm not starving on no juice. But the juice, she is 6 juices a day she was doing. And I'm like, 6 juices? I'm like, I want something to eat. I could do that with maybe one meal and have one meal, but I'm not doing just juice.
Well, I juice for my, like you said, veggies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I juice, get some nutrition in there. And
this sounds crazy, but I'm not interested in nutrition. I'm interested in
Well, I'm interested in nutrition and making sure my body's still working correctly.
Oh, pop a vitamin.
Blood pressure go down. I can't take vitamins. They said I had this pain, and I was like, why do I keep having this pain? So I stopped taking my vitamins. And there you go.
I don't have no comment on that. What you just said. I don't have no comment on that.
Yep, that's me, my body. So now I was like, well, maybe because I was taking vitamin C as gummies. Mm. So I said, well, maybe I have to change up which ones that I take.
Well, gummies get stuck in places. So maybe that's why you were having problems. You should just do a regular pill pop. A regular pop, you just pop up one pill. Like, I can't do gummies, but I try not to. So I just do a pill of Centrum vitamin, multivitamin.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get my daughters, they like the gummies, so I get gummies, so you know she can take them too.
Okay.
But I'll see what's my, you know, I'll still try to do my vitamin C, but I was like, no, I'm gonna let this week go by and then start adding one thing at a time to see if I should just do liquids. If that will help and change whoever, you know, or I'll just order the herbs.
I know one thing that really helped. If I drink, it's the Premier Protein Shake or any of the shakes, the ready to drink shakes, and I make a iced coffee out of it just to kind of jazz it up some, and I put maybe a couple ounces of coffee and then fill it up with ice, then add the shake and the straw. Now the shake is thick enough; it does take that hunger away, and I don't be hungry, and I can deal with that.
Okay, well, that's good.
So I need to, like, just get up in the morning and start that. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow morning instead of eating my eggs and my mushrooms. I'll do that in the morning and then see how it holds off.
How long you can survive with drinking that before the hunger pains get you?
Well, I don't usually get the hunger pains when I drink that.
Not at all?
Not really, because it's and I just sip on it all day. It's just like only drink one shake because it's thick, it's that thick. And I remember I had it in the car with me and I was so hungry and starving. I said, oh yeah, I got this shaker. So let me just drink that. And it took the hunger pain away enough to satisfy me, not me being nagging my stomach being hungry. But sometimes you just be wanting food.
That's true. That's why I'm always cooking.
We always talk about food. This ought to be a food podcast. That's all we do. All we do is talk about food and food and losing weight. I think our last podcast was food and losing weight. We gotta come up with another subject because we talked about The Bachelor. Okay, what about beauty? Anything in the beauty department you've done abroad?
I had some Mary Kay products to wash my face. It's timeless. The skin cleanser, and then you put the lotion on the skin, for your face. Mm-hmm. And then you have a nighttime routine. I don't have it in front of me to tell you the exact name. And it's just put something under your eye and then put the stuff on your face at night. I started doing that. And then I try to keep my lips moist because of the weather. They'll be cracked up. And I'm going to buy some eyeshadow. Like maybe some green or something like that.
Okay.
Like try something different, like green eyeshadow. See how that looks on me. Because I basically try to wear the same color over and over and over.
And but that was fun when we did our makeup on Marco Polo. That was fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I don't know what to do with the eyebrows. I was like, oh, okay. I know that the girl had showed me when I went to a class. Mm. And she showed how to do it. I have to just I wrote notes and stuff. But I think I need to go get my eyebrows, like, thinned out or something to them, shaped up.
I went and saw, I see them always using a brown eyebrow pencil to do their eyebrows. My eyebrows are black. They are not brown. And I don't like the way the brown looks because it looked like I don't still have eyebrows.
Mm. So that's why you use the black.
Yeah, I use a black because it stands out and my eyebrows are black. Only time I would change the color of my eyebrows when I used to wear red hair, I would make my eyebrows red.
Okay. My eyebrows are thin. I don't know. I guess they're black, gray. I don't know.
Mine's are thin from plucking in the death of the year. When they used to pluck them all the time, and I just never grow in real good since then.
Yeah, my mom used to do a pencil line or something. That was funny to me. And then I know this girl, she has tattoo. Her eyebrows are tattooed.
It just looks so tacky when they wear off. The tattoo wear off. And it's funny how the tattoo actually wears off.
Oh. They do?
I've seen them when they need to touch them back up. It looks kind of funny when they didn't color them in. I need I would get some tattoo eyeliner, but I don't want no needle that close to my eye.
Oh, the dark eyeliner.
Yeah, because if I could wake up and have eyeliner already on, that would be 95% of my makeup done, as far as I'm concerned.
What about those eyelashes? I'm going to try to get these eyelashes.
We need to try it together. And then we'll talk about our experience. I've never had my eyelashes professionally done. I just did the strip of eyelashes myself, and they're always uncomfortable.
No.
But they look so pretty, though.
Yeah, they do look nice. My eyelash is still the same. I put some mascara on it. And then about 2 hours later, I'm like, why is my eye itchy?
Yeah, right?
So, and I forget I had mascara on. But my eyelashes don't go as long. My brother has the long eyelashes. And I didn't get those. He got those.
The boys always do.
Yeah, I got these crusty ones that I'm dealing with.
God. Oh man.
Do you put on the bridge?
Mm-hmm. And I they call you bake it because you put on I put on the blush, the pink, and then I put on a shimmery gold over top of it. And that comes in handy if you put too much of the pink on. Once you put that gold on there, that highlight over top of your blush, I just like the way that looks.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like,
it makes a difference
when you put the what, the shimmer light on it.
When you put the blush on, either just putting the blush on, it makes a big difference to the makeup.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm. I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try that color.
Yeah.
How good is makeup for? I mean, how many days can I keep makeup? I meant to look that up.
Girl, you asking the wrong person because I got some in here that I haven't had probably about 5 years. I have like the makeup palettes. You never use all those palettes. I mean, I guess I could just squirt them down with alcohol and keep on using them. I don't know. Like if they say it expires, but I don't know. It had no expiration date. I don't know. I probably do need to throw it out and start fresh with the eyeshadow, but I don't want to throw it away because I barely use it. But for health reasons, I probably need to throw it all away and then start over. Yeah. I would just buy one palette that has all the different colors. I think they're like $10-$20 if that, and that I have all the colors I need. I haven't bought eyeshadow in years because I used to have a train case full of makeup. And yet the other day I was giving it to Todd and I opened it and it was, dad, there's all these makeup palettes I have stored in there. And so I took them out, but she's been digging in my brushes. I bought her like 3-4 packs of makeup brushes. She got 2 packs for Christmas. And my fluffy brushes to put my eyeshadow on are all gone. And I'm like, I know she ain't coming here and take all my makeup brushes. So now I gotta get myself some makeup brushes.
Yeah. No, you gotta buy her some more.
Well, I got her 2 packs for Christmas.
Yeah, you can wash those too, right? The ones you talking about?
Yeah, you have to wash them. Yeah, you have to wash them.
Okay, yeah, because I'm like, I don't have the palettes. I used to, but like you said, you throw them away. But I'm thinking about all these people that didn't go anywhere because of the pandemic. What they do with all their makeup? Because you really, you had your mask on the whole time.
That's why my mask always looks so tacky because my makeup rubs off of my mask all the time. And, it ain't dirty. It's just the makeup is all on it and stuff. This lady just made one of the nastiest salads I've ever seen in my life. it's barley, rice barley with pomegranate seeds on top with onions, the green onions, raisins. I mean, is this sounding good to you? And
no.
Then she's topping it off with feta. I'm like, she said it's an Egyptian salad, but it just don't look like that with something I would taste.
That glitch was.
I don't know. It could be my earplugs or something.
A glitch.
Oh, we just heard it sound like a little static.
My phone
thing
blinked off and on.
Oh, you got some technical difficulties going on over there.
Something going on. Because you was talking about the salad, and then all of a sudden it went click.
Your phone needs a salad. Was nasty. It looks so nasty.
What you watching?
The test kitchen. I'm going back and watch my Barefoot Contestant.
This is why we talk about food. This is what the majority of the time is looking at food.
I love food. I do. I love food. I just like all kind of food. I just really do. But, yeah. Well, maybe we should wind up this episode up.
With food.
And this is something else. Yeah, with food. We ended it as we started with food. So we're going to try not to, unless we cook something, we're going to try not to talk about food. Oh, we got to come back with another episode that's foodless.
Foodless.
Maybe we can think of, like, each of us think of 5 things we want to do, our summer plans, maybe 5 things we want to do for the summer, our plans for the summer. Maybe each of us will do 5 things and to talk about that or whatever else is coming new, because I'm still hoping to work from home. So I'm trying to find another job to work from home. So I'm looking, I got to update my resume and everything, because with COVID and I'm just burnt out with doing patient care as a nurse. So now I just want to, I'd rather be work in the office.
Yep, I understand that. I know, I'll find out. I don't know, no one's talking about school. I'll find out if school going to open or not. If they're not going to open, I have to decide what I'm going to do.
Have you thought about that thing with the shots? Or you said the hours were too long?
6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Going to the prison, which is an hour away from here. So 6 a.m., I have to be there at 6 a.m. So I mean, I would have to leave at 5 a.m. That means I have to get up at 4 a.m.
Never mind, that's too much.
And then when I get home at 6 p.m., all I'm going to do is shower and go to sleep. And then also from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., when I'm going to eat. I mean, I have to bring my food.
Yeah, you're going to have to bring your food.
And I don't want to eat there because I don't even want to be there. I want to be in there.
Okay, well, I guess that's a no.
Definitely no. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., no. Right when I saw them hours, I said, that is not me.
It's a lot.
They was going to give a good chunk of change an hour, $40 an hour, but I'm like, I can't do it. I'd be fired.
That's why they can't find nobody to do it.
If you say six, like half a day, maybe. Like if you say 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Yeah, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's still wrong. Yeah.
Right.
But because I would have to get up so early. No. Nope. That's a lot of traveling time on the little car I have.
Yeah, how do you think I feel? Like my poor little car. Cammy's been hanging in though.
This one is new. It's a year. I had it. I got it in September of not in 2019. So it's been running, and it had over 100,000 miles on it. So.
Oh, okay.
No, I just got it. Used car. My daughter just got a brand new car, though. The one in New York. SUV.
So she'll still take the train drive?
She don't drive. She has vision issues, and she had surgery in 2019. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, then. Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Talking with Bonnie Z. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.